Frolic Room, near Hollywood and Vine, is my favorite watering hole. It's a small, intimate bar, dimly lit by retro saucer-shaped lamps. A mural depicting Hollywood legends from the 40s stretches along the back wall.
You saved my life, Kane.
Just forget everything you saw tonight. Trust me.
You inhaled that drink. Another round, Kane?
Like Rocky Balboa. I plan to go 15 rounds. Keep them coming.
What happened to us in that funhouse?
I'm not telling you anything. I can't.
Why?
I already got burned on that YouTube thing. There are people out there who might come after me, after the Soul Trap, if they read about it in a mainstream rag.
Who? The CIA? FBI? Then the Soul Trap was a government project.
I didn't say that. See, this is exactly why I can't talk to you. You'll put words in my mouth.
Tell you what, Kane. I'll make you a deal. You shoot from the hip with me. Tell me your story. And I promise you I won't print it until you okay it. You have my word. All I ask for is an exclusive. You only talk to me. Well?
How much is my story worth to you?
You want me to pay you?
Well, good story's worth its weight in gold.
How much you want?
How much you got?
How's 500 bucks?
Sounds good. A week.
Are you kidding? You're not kidding. A somewhat tacky move, but okay. Deal.
Up front.
I don't have that much on me.
There's an ATM right by the door. Hey. Sit down. I'm just busting your chops.
I believed you.
I'm a lot of things, but tacky isn't one of them.
We start by being honest with each other. Right now.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Fire away. What do you want to know?
So, what was that thing in the funhouse? It sure wasn't a clown.
He was a demon named Tyrol, a genuine A-list badass from hell.
And you couldn't trap him?
Well, the Soul Trap only works on ghosts. A demon like that is way too powerful.
So what's the difference between a ghost and a demon?
Demons are supernatural beings, not of this world. Ghosts are disembodied spirits that hang around after they die.
Hang around? How?
When you die, your soul leaves your body where it lies. Shortly after, you'll see a door made of light somewhere near you. You'll feel an overwhelming need to open that door and walk through. We all have our own door.
To the afterlife?
Right. But sometimes, spirits will ignore the door and turn their back to it.
Why?
Maybe they've become attached to someone or something and just can't let go. Maybe they just won't admit to themselves that they're dead. Or maybe there's a debt waiting to be collected on the other side of the door.
A debt?
It's easy to sell your soul, Eva. A lot easier than you'd imagine. You strike a deal with the devil, or one of his legion, and they'll never let you off the hook. Never.
How do you sell your soul?
Find the demon who can best serve you and just invite him in. It's as simple as that. Mentally invite evil to join you, and a demon will be sitting on that bar stool right next to you before you know it.
In person?
Sometimes. Well, sometimes not. They can take many forms. Or they might just be a voice in your head or an idea in your mind. Did you ever find yourself having a weird conversation with yourself?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that's probably them. It builds from there. But by the time you've cut a deal, you'll know they're the ones behind it. The only way to seal the deal is to do it willingly.
Well, if demons exist, are there also angels? Is there a god? Is there a heaven?
I wish I knew. Truth is, I don't. I've never seen any proof.
That's a bummer.
Tell me about it. I've sure seen my share of evil. I wish, just once, I saw some sign of goodness or mercy.
But there is an afterlife.
Yeah, based on what I've seen. I'm sure there's something out there. Fire away. What do you want to know?
So how far can a ghost roam?
It depends. But there are always definite boundaries. Sometimes a ghost may be confined to a single room. And sometimes they can roam quite a distance. But that door is always there within their field of view, pulling at them.
Can I see the Soul Trap?
Look in the backpack. Just don't take it out here.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. And you really go inside and meet the ghosts you trap?
Uh-huh.
What's it like?
I've done it about 9 or 10 times. Sometimes they go quietly, and sometimes they don't.
So you hand them over to the demons they're hiding from?
Whatever it takes to get paid.
This is blowing my mind. Where did the soul trap come from?
My father built it, with a team of others.
So was it a government black box project?
I know someone who was involved, and even he's not sure. The team was isolated. Could have just as easily been a civilian operation.
And your father disappeared when?
92. Something happened. I don't know what, but he was there one day and gone the next.
Do you think he's dead?
Yeah. I think he got caught up in something bad and paid the price. We talked for over an hour about a lot of things, not all of them supernatural. She was more than just a pretty face. She was whippy smart to boot. After at least 6 rounds, we were well beyond buzzed. It was late.
I promise. This is our secret. I won't print a word.
I know.
So you trust me?
No. But if you stab me in the back, I'll unleash the nastiest ghost I can find on you.
You're kidding. You're not kidding.
Just make sure you never find out.
I'm gonna call it a night, but I'll be in touch. Can I call you when I have questions or drop by?
Sure. You can drop by right now and we can keep the party going. I don't bite. Unless you're into that kind of thing.
Not that I'm not tempted, but I'm kind of seeing someone. A guy from work, and let's just keep it strictly professional. For now.
whatever you say.